Masechet Trumos Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav Chamisha Lo Yitrom. The entire move, Trumas and Trumas. The following five people should not take off Truma L'chachila. But being evident, they do take off the Truma, it would be valid. Now the Mishnah says a number that five people can't take off the Truma. To teach you that a cousin is not included in the Mishnah as a cousin, even B'di'evet, if he takes off Truma, it would not be Truma. As opposed to Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi that we had earlier, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold that a cousin could take off Truma according to Rabbi Yehuda. Any cousin could take off Truma. While according to Rabbi Yossi, a cousin that reaches the age in which a vow that he takes would be valid, such a cousin could take off Truma. And this Tana holds that a cousin cannot take off Truma at all. Only a gadol could take off Truma. And even be the evidence, if a cousin takes off Truma, it would not be valid. Elaine, one of the people that shouldn't take off Truma L'chatchila is somebody who cannot talk. And we're talking about somebody who could hear but cannot talk. As if he was not able to hear, then he would be considered a cheresh, and we said before that a cheresh cannot take off Truma even b'di'evet. As opposed to an elaine, somebody who could talk but can't hear, L'chatchila he shouldn't take off Truma, since he cannot recite the bracha. And a bracha is recited when you take off Truma. But b'di'evet, if he does take off the Truma, it would be a good truma, and the brachos are not ma'akid. Even without reciting a bracha, if you take off truma, it would be a good truma, and the bracha is only derabana. The Rabbana instituted that brachas are said on mitzvahs, and taking off truma is a mitzvah. So the Rabbana said that you should recite a bracha when you take off truma, but if no bracha is recited, b'di'evet, it would be a good truma. And some portions speak out that if the elam takes off the truma and somebody else recites the bracha, and the elam listens to somebody else reciting the bracha, that would be as if the elam was saying the bracha himself, since we have a klal that shomea ka'ona. Listening is like saying it yourself. So in such a case, that the elam takes off the truma and somebody else recites the bracha, and the elam heard the bracha, it would be as if the elam recited the bracha himself, and the elam would be allowed in that case to take off the truma, even lichat chilo. The hashikah, somebody who's drunk, should not take off truma lichatchila. And the reason being, the Mefarshim speak out, is because there's a mitzvah to take off truma from the best of the produce. This is learned out from the pasuk that truma should be taken off from the best. Somebody who is drunk does not have the das to take off truma from the best. He can't tell which is the best since he is drunk. So therefore, lichatchila, he should not take off the truma. But b'di'evet, if he does take off the truma, it would be good truma. As that which you have to take off truma from the best is a din lachatchila, but b'di'evet, if you didn't take off truma from the best, it would still be truma. Now, what is considered a drunk? Somebody who has drunk enough to the extent that he cannot speak in front of a melech, is not coherent enough to talk in front of a melech, such a person is in the category of a shikr who should not take off truma lachatchila. The ha'ara, another person that shouldn't take off truma lachatchila, to somebody who is not wearing clothes. As we said, a bracha is recited when you take off truma. And somebody who is not wearing clothes cannot recite a bracha. As you cannot recite a bracha without clothes, if the pasuk says, lo yirah b'cha erbas davar, when you make a bracha, you should not see an erbas davar. So therefore, an arab should not take off truma lechatchila. But b'di'evet, if he does take off the truma and doesn't recite the truma would be valid. As we said, the bracha is not ma'akev even without the bracha. The truma would be valid, b'di'evet. Behasuma, somebody who cannot see also should not take off truma lechatchila, because somebody who cannot see would not know which is the best. And as we said, you have to take off truma from the best part of the produce. Since he can't see, he won't know which is the best. So therefore, lechatchila, he should not take off the truma. B'di'evet, if he does take off the truma, it would be good truma, because b'di'evet, if you don't take off truma from the best of the produce, it is a good truma. Ubal Keri, lo yitromu, vin tormu, trumasam, truma. Now, Bal Keri also should not take off truma lichatchila. Bal Keri, somebody who had an omission, and Ezra was mitakin that Bal Keri cannot recite brachos, so therefore, he should not take off truma lichatchila, since he cannot recite a bracha. But b'di'evet, if he does take off the truma, it would be a good truma. As we said, the bracha is not ma'akev, even without the bracha, b'di'evet, the truma would be valid. Now, nowadays, the Takana of Ezra has become bustle. It's no longer in practice. As the Takana that Ezra made, that a Bal Keri cannot recite brachas without first going to the mikvah was not accepted by Rove of Klai Yisrael, and it ended up becoming bustle, and therefore it's not enforced nowadays. So nowadays, a Balkari would be allowed to recite brachos. Sechah Trumas Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin Ain Tormin Lo B'Mida Lo B'Mishkol V'Lo B'Monet. A person, when he takes up truma, should not take up the truma using a measure or a weight or by counting. The truma must be taken up in estimation, not by using a measure. This is one down from the pasuk which says, "V'nechshav lechem trumaschem." The truma should be taken off with machshava, should have an idea of how much you want to take off and take it off by estimation, not by using a measure. Even though this pasuk seems to be talking about truma meiser, which is a truma taken off by the levy from the Maaser Rishon that he receives, but Chazal understand that the pasuk couldn't possibly be referring to Trumas Maaser. Trumas Maaser has a specific shear. The levy takes off 10% to give it to the Kohen. And therefore, since it has a specific shear, which is 10%, you have to use a measure to make sure that you take off exactly 10%. So instead, the pasuk is referring to Truma Gedola, the regular Truma that is taken off from the produce. Truma Gedola does not have a shear, Minat Torah. The Torah does not say how much truma to give to the Kohen. Now, even though the Rabbanan did give a shear, the Rabbanan said that the medium shear is 2% to be given to the Kohen, but you don't measure out 2%. You estimate 2% and give it to the Kohen. So even though it's a little bit less or a little more than 2%, that would be okay. Avo Torah mu es amadud bet ashokol bet hamad. But you can take off truma from produce that was measured, weighed, or counted. If the produce itself was measured, weighed, or counted, that would be okay. You could take off truma from that produce as long as you don't actually measure, weigh, or count the truma itself. Ein tormen b'sal uvakupa shehein shal mita. You can't take off truma using a basket or a box that's used as a measure. But the basket or box, you know exactly how much it contains when it's full, and use it to measure out produce. So you can't take off truma using this basket or box since it's used as a measure, and you're not allowed to measure truma when you take it off. But if you don't fill up the basket or box all the way to the top, then you could use the basket or box to take off the truma. But since you're only filling it up halfway or a third way, so that's not called measuring the truma, as you don't know exactly how much truma you're taking off, since you're not filling up the basket or box all the way to the top. Lo yitrom b'sa'a chetya. Sha'a chetya mita. You can't take off truma using a measure called a sa'a. Even if you only want to fill up the sa'a halfway, you still cannot use this measure called a sa'a to take off the truma, since the measure called the sa'a had a mark at its halfway point. So even though you only filled it up halfway, that's still called measuring the truma. You know exactly how much it is, so therefore you cannot use this measure called a sa'a to take off truma, even though you only fill it up halfway.